BBC News with Julie Candler. The head of the army in Burkina Faso has announced the dissolution of the government. It follows a day of violent unrest in which protesters set fire to the parliament building and demanded the resignation of the president who's been in power for 27 years. Our West Africa correspondent Thomas Fessy reports.
The people of Burkina Faso are still waiting to hear who is ruling their country. First came a statement attributed to President Blaise Compaoré, saying he had sacked the government, declared a state of emergency and would be holding talks with the opposition, but he did not step down. And then came a news conference held by the Army Chief of Staff, who announced that the National Assembly had been dissolved and that a transitional government would be set up for the next 12 months. But there was no answer to the questions who was now in charge and who would lead the transition. As confusion prevails, violence may spread further.
The governor of the U.S. state of Maine has vowed to use his full authority to protect the public after an American nurse who's been treating Ebola patients defied instructions to stay at home. Governor Paul LaPage told WGAN Radio that the state would allow the nurse, Casey Hickox, to go out, provided she did not come close to other people.
She's been there almost 14 days, and they say that the incubation is between 8 and 14 days, and on the 14th day, if they check her, she had one earlier, and there's no signs of Ebola on the 14th day, I'd be comfortable to let her have a little more space. The problem with it is, she just doesn't care. We negotiated all day yesterday. Two or three times she'd accept something, then she'd backtrack. So she just doesn't want any restrictions. She's pushing my patience.
Two mass graves have been found in the western Iraqi province of Anbar, containing the bodies of Sunni fighters who appear to have been shot at close range by Islamic State militants. Some reports say as many as 220 fighters were killed. Ola Guerin is in Baghdad.
There is agreement on the fact that there are two separate locations, that these were men from a tribe called the Al-Bunimr tribe. Now, this tribe had been one of the Sunni tribes which is supporting the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government in trying to oppose the march of Islamic State, and that is a critical platform for the government here and for the Americans. They need the Sunni tribes to get involved. This tribe has got involved and has evidently paid a terrible price.
The Israeli authorities have announced that they are reopening the main Jerusalem holy site for Muslim worshippers after a day of clashes between security forces and Palestinian demonstrators. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas compared Israel's decision to bar access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to a declaration of war. The clashes followed the killing by police of a man they believe shot an outspoken Jewish activist. World News from the BBC. A United Nations human rights expert has urged Britain to reconsider its decision not to support rescue operations for migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean. In a statement issued in Geneva, the UN expert on the rights of migrants, François Crépeau, described the decision as appalling and said it showed a complete disregard for human life. The authorities in France are trying to discover who's been sending drones into the air above some of the country's nuclear power stations. From Paris, Hugh Schofield reports.
The first overflight was reported on October the 5th above a nuclear site in southeast France. Since then, seven power stations situated all over the country have reported drones, some more than once. The National Nuclear Research Centre outside Paris has also been a target. The energy company EDF, which runs the nuclear sites, says there's absolutely no danger because the drones are too small to cause even superficial damage. However, environmental campaigners say the overflights raise new questions about safety at France's 19 nuclear power stations.
Residents in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo say 14 civilians have been killed in the latest massacre in the region. Local activists said the attackers used machetes to kill the inhabitants of a village about 70 kilometres from the town of Beni. The incident happened while the president of the DRC, Joseph Kabila, was visiting Beni. Nearly 100 people have now been killed in the area in just a month. The Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, has been accused of carrying out the killings. Israel has recalled its ambassador in Sweden for consultations, hours after Stockholm's decision to officially recognize Palestine as a state. Israel has condemned the move, while the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, welcomed the decision as brave and historic. The Swedish foreign minister, Margot Wallström, said she hoped more countries would follow Sweden's lead. BBC News.